Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
The hottest apps are all about femtech, which is a combination of female and mtech. And this technology for females is a rapidly growing industry that, like sand after a day at the beach, has found its way into every part of women's bodies. Tracking all of our needs from pregnancy, nursing, periods, even tracking Kegel exercises. You thought your Peloton instructor was tough, you have not met my Kegel coach. But how necessary are these apps, and will they replace our doctors?
My name is Lene Brayboy. I am an obstetrician gynecologist and a reproductive endocrinologist with a specialty in infertility, and I'm also an egg biologist. And I also do clinical research on femtech.
I am Desi Leidick, and I too am a woman, but much less accomplished. So you're a doctor, clearly. Why are women going to these apps? Why not just go to someone like you?
Well, there are a lot of great apps that are high quality. And what people don't realize is that a lot of physicians will take what's called a history. What's been happening with you? What changes have you had? And a lot of people can't answer it because they haven't really thought about what's happening in their cycles or with their periods. So if you're keeping track of your own history, then you can get the treatment that you need for the concerns that you have.
She's right. Without the reminder of an app, women are often too busy making up for the female recession to track their cycles. I mean, what am I going to do? Write it in a diary? Hide it under a pillow? And my husband finds it and reads it, publishes it? Then I'm a multimillionaire author of a period journal? Can't do that. The tour dates alone.
Yeah, so period tracking is really a wonderful tool because what it does is it allows an individual to track what's happening in their own health. And when they actually do meet with their physician, they're able to advocate for themselves. And it's empowering because people may feel that they're the only one suffering from health conditions. And that's not the case.
Yeah, women do feel isolated and need to share more. This does need to be normalized.
And so when you're tracking your own menstrual cycle, you can say, hey, I don't think this is right. But you should be careful about apps that are free and don't tell you what they do with their data.
What do you mean?
Well, there have been some apps that unfortunately have violated the trust of their users by selling data.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if someone put in that they have like two vaginas? That'd be embarrassing.
You should be very wary of apps that don't disclose what they do with your data. And that's unfortunate.
Are you kidding me?
More than 19 million women in the U.S. have downloaded the Flow app, which tracks menstrual cycles and pregnancies. All of it personal information
that millions of women are now discovering was also shared with other companies.
Selling our ovulation data? These apps are snitching on our snatches. Who would do something like this? I decided to confront the woman person who gave Femtech its lady name and created one of these suspicious chick apps.
My name is Ida Tim. I am the co-founder of an app called Clue. And we help people with cycles and women understand their menstrual health and their bodies.
Ida, I have to be honest with you. I feel really violated. I mean, I shared some of my deepest, darkest secrets with these apps. My dense breasts, my unfriendly cervical environment, all the times I fantasize about the Property Brothers.
How do I know that I'm ever going to be able to trust again?
We have never sold your data, and we will never sell your data.
Look, Ida, I want to trust you, but this is not just a normal pact. We're talking periods here. This is a blood pact.
I know. We take it really seriously.
Okay, well, how concerned should we be about this data leak? Is it like a day one leak or like a full-blown day three, tie a sweatshirt around your waist and pray for the best kind of leak?
We should be pretty worried because these are companies that deliberately have chosen to share more data than they had told their users that they would share. And that's not right.
So how can we safely use these apps moving forward?
Well, it's hard. Honestly, in Europe, we have really tough regulation and we're being checked. Whereas in the US, you are not being checked. So one good navigation is to see how does this company make money? And if you can't see how they make money, that's a red flag.
So if it's free, that's a red flag.
If you don't pay for the product you're using, you most likely are the product yourself.
So clearly, femtech is a lot like our bodies. We have to stay vigilant to make sure everything is functioning properly. So until they invent femtech tech to monitor these apps, I guess we'll just have to track them ourselves.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.